Last week, video footage showing football player Ray Rice beating his fiancée Jenea Palmer in an elevator caused public outcry and swift condemnation by the White House. Anger was directed at football officials for not punishing Rice enough when a video clip first emerged in February showing Rice dragging an unconscious Palmer out of the elevator. The Baltimore Ravens player was initially suspended for 2 games and forced to undertake counseling.
I made the biggest mistake of my life. Me. She can do no wrong. She's an angel.
But after seeing the new violent footage, the team canceled his $35 million contract, and NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell suspended him indefinitely. And on Friday, Goodell publicly acknowledged he had mishandled the situation.
I'm not satisfied with what we did. I let myself down. I let everybody else down. And for that, I'm sorry, as I mentioned earlier. But that's what we're going to correct, and that's what we're going to fix.
In some initial steps, the league announced an upcoming partnership with the Domestic Violence Hotline and the Sexual Violence Resource Center. Goodell also instructed all NFL and team personnel to attend educational sessions on domestic violence and sexual assault.
Domestic violence, including child abuse, sexual assault, irresponsible ownership or handling of firearms, the illegal use of alcohol or drugs. These activities must be condemned and stopped.
Goodell spoke just hours after President Barack Obama launched a campaign to encourage young men to intervene when they witness a situation that could lead to a sexual assault.
It's a responsibility of the soccer coach and the captain of the basketball team and the football players, and it's on fraternities and sororities, and it's on the editor of the school paper and the drum major in the band, and it's on the English department and the engineering department, and it's on the high schools and the elementary schools, and it's on teachers, and it's on counselors, and it's on mentors, and it's on ministers. It's on celebrities and sports leagues, and the media has set a better example. It's on parents and grandparents and older brothers and sisters to sit down, young people, and talk about this issue. And it's not just on the parents of young women to caution them. It is on the parents of young men to teach them respect for women.
Mr. Obama said 1 in 5 women are sexually assaulted while in university, but school officials are often reluctant to seriously pursue reports of abuse. Students at New York's Columbia University demonstrated last week, demanding reforms to improve the school's response to sexual assault. Last year, the U.S. Defense Department announced measures to curb sexual abuse in the military. Slarica Hoke, VOA News, Washington.